This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The beer Pabst Blue Ribbon has been around for more than a century. It was, as it says on the can, established in Milwaukee in 1844. But this past decade has been especially good for PBR. Sales in the last 10 years have gone up more than 200%. If you know someone who's between the ages of 21 and 35, odds are he drinks the stuff. And if he has a beard and wears flannel, the odds are even better. But I digress. The growth has led to a move from Milwaukee to Los Angeles, and now there's a movement among some Milwaukeeans to get their favorite beer back. WUWM's LaToya Dennis has the story.
Back in the day, Milwaukee was known as the beer capital of the world. But if there were ever a beer that truly represents the city, Susie Seidelman says Pabst Blue Ribbon is it.
Pabst is from Milwaukee. And so much of the brand's authenticity, its draw, its appeal, its marketing has to do with Milwaukee.
Seidelman is part of a Facebook group called Milwaukee Should Own Pabst Blue Ribbon. It has more than 4,000 members.
It's right on the can. It's all over the website, all over the promotional materials. We've really made this beer what it is.
Pabst might have been born in Milwaukee, but for the last 4 years, it's been headquartered in Los Angeles. It's owned by investor C. Dean Metropoulos. He's the guy responsible for bringing Twinkies back. The Pabst brand is worth a lot of money, anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion. Seidelman says coming up with that kind of cash would take a lot of people willing to part with their money.
We would have the brewery be community-owned by the city of Milwaukee. We would put the call out to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of investors asking for small support in the form of purchase shares.
Local business owners like Jim Hurdle are rallying around the movement. He has a special interest in Pabst.
We have their former corporate offices. We have Captain Pabst's old office, even his roll-top desk, which we would gladly save for the president.
Hurdle says he had to fight to save many of the old industrial brick buildings at Pabst headquarters. He even opened the bar in one. He says he has space to accommodate the new Pabst if it comes back to Milwaukee.
Pabst is certainly the first of the great Milwaukee brewers. Schlitz would share some of that fame. The two of them really duked it out over the years.
But now Pabst owns Schlitz and Blatz and brands like Colt 45. And the company does all this without even brewing its own beer. It pays Miller Coors to do that. But Pabst does have one thing going for it.
Pabst is still the largest American-owned brewery.
Jim Kupfer-Schmitz owns the Milwaukee Beer Museum. He says that's because Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch are both now owned by foreign beer makers. Kupfer-Schmitz says there's a good reason beer companies are buying out competitors.
You want as much shelf space on the liquor store and in the tavern as you can possibly get.
As for Milwaukee's push to bring Pabst back, Susie Seidelman says she knows it's a bit of a pipe dream, but she says it's not about the beer. In fact, she doesn't even drink Pabst.
I'm more of a Miller High Life person myself.
Seidelman says Pabst never should have left. She says it's about righting a wrong. In Milwaukee, I'm LaToya Dennis from Marketplace.